All right, we're back here on You Ought to Know. I'm Dave Serio. Once again, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're brought to you, of course, by BG Products and Services and also Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Phone lines are open at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's the toll-free number that you can call and be a part of the show. You Ought to Know, brought to you by BG Products and Services, quality products and services used by trained technicians to improve the longevity of your vehicle, whether it be transmission fluid exchanges, coolant exchanges, power steering fluid exchanges, and more. And of course, BG Products and Services gives a warranty to all of their engines and transmissions for just having BG services performed as recommended. For more information, go to the website, BGProtectedForLife.com, or call toll free 1-800-327-8883. BG Products and Services. We also want to thank Jasper Engines and Transmissions, quality remanufactured engines, transmissions, and differentials with a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Of course, the warranty is covered at Jasper dealers throughout the country. And of course, the warranty, the 3-year, 100,000-mile, you can even get that warranty to be transferred, which is really great. If you decide to sell your car or your light truck during the 3-year, 100,000-mile Jasper warranty, Jasper will transfer the warranty at no charge to the next owner. And that is something that makes the used cars in your life extremely valuable. Jasper Engines and Transmissions, the place to go is the warranty is jasperengines.com, or of course you can contact Jasper and they'll do it for you at no charge. I'm Dave Serio. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD in the Frederick area. Your phone calls and more at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's the toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. You Ought to Know, brought to you by also Dynamic Automotive and also Wassler Automotive in Taylorsville. Dynamic Automotive has 4 locations to serve you in the Frederick area, and all you have to do is give them a call or find out more on the web at dynamicautomotive.net. Preakness Saturday, right here on You Ought to Know. It's going to be a great day. Weather looks like it's going to hold out. And tomorrow, Kraus Ford's Automobile Show, All Ford Show, that's going on tomorrow from 9 to 3, of course, at Kraus Ford in Tawnytown. Taking a break. I'll be back. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know. Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick. Back in just a few moments.
Well, how about it?
Yeah, right. We're glad that you drove in. We check your points and pins. We march around your car because you know where you are. You're at the sign of the blue ball, the big blue ball in the sky. You're in good hands with blue ball, flying up so high. We got your headlights, your taillights, your gas caps, your road maps. We got them all at the sign of the blue ball. Hey.
Of course, that is Tim Conway and Harvey Korman from the Carol Burnett Show, sign in the blue ball in the sky. Tim Conway, of course, unfortunately passing away earlier this week, and he was a great comedic star, no doubt about it, on the Carol Burnett Show. And the dentist routine, which unfortunately doesn't have anything to do with cars, is the reason why it's not on the air here. But I'm telling you, probably, in my opinion, the top 5 of comedy sketches ever. It was hilarious. If you've never seen the Dennis sketch completely between Tim Conway and Harvey Korman, you need to Google it and watch it. No doubt about it. I'm Dave Serio. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to You Ought to Know. We're got your phone calls in line. We'd love to hear from you at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's a toll-free number that you can call and be a part of the show. We're waiting for Craig Shipp to call in. Craig is scheduled to call in at this time, but we've got room for you at 866-96-TALK-CARS. And Craig usually gives a call. We've got a keeps us informed of what's going on in the automotive area, plus also, of course, in the area of Frederick and Washington counties, keeps us informed of what's going on. And there's a lot going on in the area. We've got the show coming up Sunday, tomorrow, in the Tawnytown area. That is Krause Ford. The All Ford Show was originally scheduled for the 5th of May. And I know you're going to be shocked to hear about that getting rained out. Yeah, that's been happening a lot in the Maryland area. Of course, we would love to have you, you know, make your way out to Krause Ford tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the All Ford Show. It's going to be a great show. Whether you if you have a Ford automobile that is Ford powered, they'd love to have you. But if you'd like to go out there just as a spectator, no problem. That would be great also. Let's talk about some other things that are going on in the automotive world. The National Traffic Safety Board has stated that the autopilot was being used in a Model 3 fatal crash with a semi-trailer in Florida on March 1st. It was operating on the company's semi-autonomous autopilot system. Car drove beneath the trailer, killing the driver in a crash that is strikingly similar to the one that happened on the other side of Florida in 2016. In both cases, neither the driver nor the autopilot system stopped for the trailers, and the roofs of the cars were completely sheared off. The Delray Beach crash, which remains under investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, raises questions about the effectiveness of autopilot, which uses cameras, long-range radar, and computers to detect objects in front of the cars to avoid collisions. The system can also keep a car in its lane, change lanes, and navigate freeway interchanges. Tesla has maintained that the system is designed only to assist drivers who must pay attention at all times and be ready to intervene. In a preliminary report on the March 1st crash, the NTSB said that the initial data and video from the Tesla show the driver turned on autopilot about 10 seconds before the crash on a divided highway with turn lanes in the median. From less than 8 seconds until the time of the crash, the driver's hands were not detected on the steering wheel. Neither the data nor videos indicated the driver or the autopilot system braked or tried to avoid the trailer. The Model 3 was going 68 miles per hour when it hit the trailer on US 441, and the speed limit was 55. Jeremy Baron Banner, 50, was killed. Tesla says in a statement Thursday that Banner did not use autopilot at any other time during the drive before the crash. Vehicle logs show that he took his hands off the steering wheel immediately after activating autopilot, the statement said. Tesla said it also saddened by the crash that the drivers have traveled more than 1 billion miles using autopilot. When used properly by an attentive driver who is prepared to take control at times, drivers who supported the autopilot are safer than those operating without assistance. The circumstances of the Delray crash are much like that one occurred in May 2016 near Gainesville, Florida, and Joshua Brown, 40, of Canton, Ohio, was traveling in a Tesla Model S on a divided highway and using the autopilot system when he was killed. Neither Brown nor the car braked for a tractor trailer, which had turned left in front of the Tesla and was crossing its path. Brown's Tesla also went beneath the trailer and its roof was sheared off. After that crash, Tesla CEO Elon Musk said the company made changes in its system so radar would play more of a role in detecting the objects. David Friedman, who was acting head of NHTSA in 2014 and is now vice presidency of advocacy for Consumer Reports, said he was surprised the agency didn't declare autopilot defective after the Gainesville crash and seek a recall. The Delray Beach crash, he said, reinforces that autopilot is being allowed to operate in situations it cannot handle safely. Let's see who we have on the line. I'm Dave Serio. Who is this?
Hi, it's Craig Shipp.
Hey, Craig. Good to talk to you, sir.
It sure is. And we've got a beautiful day and some fantastic events. So in Walkersville, it's Walkersville Day today. and that goes on all day. A bunch of cool festivities going on there.
Okay.
Also today at Adventure Park USA, Sergeant Push-Up is there. And after I go through these other events, I'll tell you what that's about, but that's a pretty cool event there. On the 19th, that's tomorrow, we have You're My Superhero, Mother/Son Dance at the Little Gym in Frederick. And they've already got 141 people registered to go to that. On the 20th, we've got a free performance at St. John's Regional Catholic School. That's at 8:45 p.m. on the 20th. See, this is event season, folks.
You bet.
On June 9th, we've got a daddy-daughter sock hop. Say that five times. That's at the Little Gym also.
Okay.
On the 15th of June, we've got Dueling Pianos Under the Stars at the Carroll Creek Amphitheater. That's probably going to be fantastic. And it goes on and on. The Freddie Long Band is performing on August 11th at Langenore Wine Cellars. There's a whole bunch of events. Now, getting back to Sergeant Push-Up, this is really cool. This guy, I don't know if you all have heard about him, but he goes around and he does push-ups, and he's raising money for a charity. And he has done like 5,000 push-ups in one day, I think, in Times Square. I mean, he's just a wild guy. And
yeah.
If you go to his Facebook page, just search SGT for Sergeant Push-Up.
Well, actually, he's a nut. But he's a good nut because he's raising money. That's a great thing.
it's just.
We mean that affectionately.
He called me the other day to explain that he was going to be at Adventure Park, and I said, "Well, that's pretty cool. Maybe I'll swing by." So,
sure.
So I think I'm going to swing by and shoot a little video and interview him. He's raising money to stop bullying and help kids that don't have money for like school lunches and different causes that he's behind. And he's just a pretty wild guy, like you said. So
good.
It's going to be interesting to do a little interview with him. And I'll get a clip of him doing some push-ups, too.
That'd be great. And I'm just teasing him, of course. That's a fantastic idea that he has. Any way to, you know, raise money and help people out is fantastic. And being able to do the push-ups and get other kids and other, you know, people involved in that kind of healthy lifestyle is actually great, too.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine doing 5,000 push-ups in one day? Well, you could probably do it with a piece of cake without breaking a sweat.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I did a push-up, okay, to give you an idea, okay?
Yet
5,000 of them. Come on now.
I got you.
You've seen my arms. I mean, people think of wet spaghetti when they see my arms.
Well, you could turn the steering wheel on those high-performance cars, though.
Well, there you go. The Pantera is a tough car to pull and turn a steering wheel. I'm getting some good exercise there, that's for sure.
By the way, I heard that's on the market.
It is. It is on the market. I'm reluctantly got it on the market. I don't really want to sell it, but I may have to. So it's one of those things. But, yes, it is on the market. So you can find it on Auto Trader, and you can also find it on Hemmings.
That's a cool car, that Pantera. That's
it
one
is.
Of the nicest ones I've seen.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I love it myself, and I've had it since 1985, so you can understand my pain in separation. That's for sure.
Yeah, but you've got a lot of rolling stock.
Yep, I love it. It's fun.
So there's that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you. A great show. And folks, just go to Facebook.com/Frederick County, Facebook.com/Frederick County. And click on events, and you'll see a whole bunch of events. I'm sure there'll be something there that you'll like.
You got it. Well, thank you for joining us, Craig. Appreciate that so much. Have yourself a blessed day.
Take care.
All right. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. We appreciate him joining us and giving us an idea of what's going on in the Frederick and Washington counties. And definitely get out there and enjoy yourself on this weekend. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. And that means you ought to know 10 to 11 right here on Free Talk 930. WFMD. Phone lines are open. I'd love to talk to you at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's a toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. Back in just a few moments with your phone calls and more. Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Huh? Well, I'll take a message just a moment there. Who is this? Dr. Otto. All right, just a moment. Not allowed. Pretty soon this will be her office. Yes, go ahead there, Dr. Otto. What? Uh-huh. The body's falling apart. No hope. Okay. A life expectancy about a week. Okay, doctor, I'll tell her. Deliver this message to her. Holy. Oh, my gosh. I only got the week or two. She's going to do that big secretarial pool in the sky. I just heard from the doctor.
Dr. Otto?
Yes.
What did he say?
Just gave me the report. He said that, according to the report, that the life expectancy is about the week. When did you first start thinking that something was wrong?
Well, it was last Saturday, and that was when I first started to hear the funny noises.
Oh, I know, that's what they say.
And then on Sunday, some parts fell off. And then I knew I was in big trouble when I saw this big puff of black smoke. So I took my car into Dr. Otto's auto repair shop, and he said he would see what he could do about it.
Hold it just a minute. Auto repair?
Yeah.
You mean that Dr. Otto is working on that piece of tin that you call your car, the one with the dog in it that goes...
It doesn't go like that, it goes like that. I don't know what he would be doing.
Came in all the time. I just thought I was talking about you, and you got me all coffee and all the rags and everything here, and I thought that for crying out loud, you were...
The one and only Tim Conway on the Carol Burnett Show, no doubt about it. He will be missed. I'm Dave Sirio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Phone lines are open. I'd love to talk to you. Car not operating properly? Maybe the air conditioning is not working. Maybe it's making noises you're not familiar with, or one of the pesky warning lights is on. Feel free to give me a call, toll free, from anywhere in the country. 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's a toll free number to call and be a part of the show. You ought to know, brought to you by BG Products and Services, and also Jasper Engines and Transmissions, the national sponsors. The local sponsors, Dynamic Automotive, with four locations to serve you in the Frederick, Maryland area. And then, of course, Wassler Tire and Auto in Taylorsville, right at routes 26 and 27. Phone lines open, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Ford has added some automobiles to recall for unintended rollaways. Some of these have been recalled for other reasons and still had the same type of symptom, an unintended rollaway. But what they've done is North America to fix a gear shift problem that could cause them to roll away unexpectedly. The addition covers certain 2013 through 16 Fusion midsize cars with a 2.5 liter engines. Now, if they don't have the 2.5 liter engines, they're not included in this recall. Company is urging drivers to always use the parking brake when you come to a stop. Not, of course, at a traffic light. We're talking about when you go to park your car. Now, Ford says a bushing that attaches the shifter cable to the transmission can degrade, causing the cable to detach. If that happens, a driver could shift into park, but the car could also be in another gear. Ford has one report of an injury and three property damage reports. Engineers right now are developing a fix for this. Now, you may know that last year, Ford recalled 550,000 Fusions from 2013 through 16, and also 2013 through 16 Escape SUVs for the same problem, but a different cause. Ford says owners will be notified when these repairs and parts are ready and that the owners of the cars fixed in the previous recalls are not affected. The 2018 recall covered cars with a number of different engines, including the 2.5 liter. So, once again, Ford having an issue with a rollaway situation on their Fusions. Fiat Chrysler is also recalling some automobiles because the vans can stall and lose power steering. The recall covers certain Chrysler Pacifica minivans from the 2017 through 2019 model years. All have systems that stop the engine for traffic lights and restart it when a driver presses the gas pedal. Company said Friday a wiring harness can become contaminated with a sealer, causing an electrical short circuit. That can increase the risk of a crash, but no crashes or injuries have been reported. Fiat Chrysler says if the engines stall, they can be restarted immediately, and they can still be steered without power steering, but it does take more effort. Dealers will clean the wiring contacts and reassemble them. The recall is to begin on June 28th. So no major components that need to be added to this particular problem to solve it. It's just in this particular situation, they're going to have to just clean the contacts and make sure that none of that sealer has made its way onto the wiring. If it has made onto it, they will prevent that from happening in the future and take care of it for you. Another interesting story is coming from an American collector. HBO film was set, their films, should I say the area where they HBO films a lot of their shows, caught on fire. A ferocious blaze has ripped through a beloved car dealership used by HBO for the upcoming TV series I Know This Much Is True. A total of 20 classic vehicles were totaled as the fire took grip during the early hours of Thursday morning. Cause of the incident is yet to be established, but authorities believe the inferno started near the dealership entrance around 12:45 a.m. on May 9th, located on Main Street, Ellenville. Filming had reportedly finished only 90 minutes beforehand. No less than 15 fire crews were surrounding counties tackled the emergency head on. However, despite an 11-hour fight to subdue the flames, 613 automotive group suffered total destruction. And a lot of classics. What a shame. What a shame. Taking a break. Back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. It's time for You Ought to Know. Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick. Back with your phone calls at 866-96-TALK-CARS. I'm Dave Serio, and this is You Ought to Know.
He felt that we could, so we went Econoline.
Econoline?
We flew from Los Angeles to New York nonstop for $3, which was amazing. They gave you, when you went there, you got a boarding pass and a folding chair, which is, you know, you just, wherever you want to sit on the plane. There was no entertainment on the plane. There was a high school play, though there was And we taxied from Los Angeles to Dallas.
To Dallas. Econoline.
Econoline. I think when you see a pilot in the cockpit going, get out of here, you've got problems up front.
Once again, that is Tim Conway. Our salute to Tim today as he passed away earlier this week. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, 10 to 11, Free Talk 930, WFMD's You Ought to Know. Glad to be with you. Got room for a couple more calls if you'd like to give us a call at 866-96-TALK-CARS. If you've got a question about auto repair, feel free to give us a call. We'll get you on the air. Well, many of you may be aware, I've been talking about it for a couple years now, that some of the smaller Ford vehicles, the Fiesta and the Focus, they have a dual clutch automatic transmission that has had some issues. And there are many people that have had transmission problems, and some were taken care of by Ford under a warranty. Others, some customers are saying no, but the vehicles included in this are the 2011 through 16 Ford Fiestas and the 2012 through 16 Ford Focus. They have a dual-clutch automatic transmission that is the subject of a class-action lawsuit and also some many individual lawsuits. Nearly 2 million people who have owned or leased one of the cars with a power shift transmission stand to get at least some repayment for the trouble. The settlement is currently being appealed in federal court. By now, it's a well-publicized issue that Ford's power shift dual-clutch automatic transmission has caused problems for owners of several model years of its Fiesta and Focus cars. Now, as I said, the power shift transmission in question is found in the 2011 through 16 Fiestas, 2012 through 16 Focuses. As described by owners of the vehicles, the primary recurrent issues are a shuddering feeling while accelerating from a stop, like someone who can't feather the clutch properly on a stick shift, followed by a rough 1-2 upshift that again sends a vibration throughout the whole vehicle. Owners have reported replacing clutches, output shafts, and entire transmissions. They've come back for software updates. More often than not, as described by owners we've spoken to and on forums across the internet, the problems reappear even after service technicians claim the transmission is within normal factory limits. The problem is this. In place of a conventional automatic torque converter, the dual-clutch six-speed transmission uses two clutch packs to couple the engine to the transmission, one that's engaged when an odd gear is selected and the other for evens. Dual-clutch gearboxes typically deliver improved fuel economy and faster shifts than a traditional automatic. But these transmissions also tend to slip the clutch like a manual when getting off the line and can shift rougher than a torque converter automatic. Exacerbating these undesirable traits, the Ford uses dry clutches in the interest of efficiency. Wet clutches, which bathe the friction discs in hydraulic fluid, offer smoother engagement. It's no coincidence that the better dual clutch systems, such as those used by Audi, BMW, Porsche, and Volkswagen, use wet clutches. In the case of the Ford transmission, many owners simply weren't used to dual-clutch transmission feel. But in the U.S. and across the world, this transmission's history of needing frequent repairs has been well documented. So let's talk about what Ford's doing about it. Well, since its European introduction 10 years ago, Ford has issued more than 20 technical service bulletins addressing the problems with the power shift. In 2014, Ford extended the powertrain warranty on affected Fiesta and Focus models by an extra 2 years or 40,000 miles to 7 years or 100,000 miles total. Now, Ford first modified the power shift transmission in 2012 after the automaker's scores in J.D. Power and Consumer Reports dropped. But these issues didn't go away until Ford began until they started getting sued. According to then Ford Australia President Graham Wickman, in July of 2017, Ford made several improvements to the power shift transmission on vehicles after the 2016 model year. That's not to say customers have never since reported a similar issue. By and large, it hasn't affected a dramatic spread of owners, as did earlier models. Now, the legal action is this. With $35 million involved in the pending class action settlement in California, that's not much money in the pipeline for the estimated 1.6 million current and 400,000 former owners of these cars in the United States, many of whose vehicles have needed multiple service visits and sometimes multiple new transmissions. Most owners affected by these transmission problems might get a few hundred dollars and a coupon towards the purchase of a new Ford. The public interest group Public Citizen argued that the proposed $35 million figure is too low, representing a sweet deal for the automaker. However, the maximum $4 billion liability Ford faces from lawsuit is theoretical. Every owner would have to file, and each of their cars would have had to be repaired 8 times to be eligible for the maximum cash payment, which is capped at $2,325 per class action suit member. That's why a Michigan firm is suing Ford individually for roughly 20,000 owners who opted out of that original class action lawsuit. The firm, Stern Law, has based its suits on consumer protection legislation, including state lemon laws and the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act, and claims it will deliver more money per person than the class action suit. The cases are pending. Individuals have indeed sued Ford for the power shift transmission, as reported by the Free Press, and have won settlements of amounts of three times or more what their cars were worth brand new. The majority of these individual state lawsuits have been transferred to the California class action as part of multi-district legislation rulings. So some interesting stuff coming out of there as far as with Ford Fiesta. Now, this may be alarming to you. Certainly not a good thing for the retailers, but it is something we need to report on. The prices of pickup trucks keep creeping upward as automakers add more and more luxurious features. That's especially true of GMC, where the new Sierra 1500 AT4 has an average transaction price. Listen to this. This is a Sierra 1500. The average transaction price of $57,000. And the Sierra Denali sells at an average of $62,000. Now, I don't know if you're my age or not, but do you remember when we used to buy pickup trucks when we were younger because they were cheaper? They were cheaper than a sedan, cheaper than a coupe. You bought one of those pickup trucks because you couldn't afford anything else. $57,000 is the average transaction price of a Sierra $1,500 truck. But according to Duncan Aldred, he's vice president of Global Buick and GMC, truck prices haven't hit the ceiling yet. He goes, I don't think we've reached the top. But I do think you've got to keep adding value. I don't think we can just take price up because people will pay it. Aldred said many Denali owners or buyers have previously owned traditional luxury vehicles or buy a truck alongside their luxury vehicle, and they expect the same kind of features and amenities. That means there's still a chance for truck makers to offer even richer experiences. He said they've had a lot of these creature comforts or luxury features, and they want that. I think there's still an opportunity for more traditional luxury items, whether it be materials or quality of materials, audio systems, things like that. Aldred also cited the existing features GMC have already added to the latest Sierra, things like a color head-up display, multifunction tailgate, carbon fiber bed, and so on, as examples of features that push truck prices up for a reason rather than just for the sake of it. The GMC brand in general has owners with high household incomes, even compared with other truck brands. The average Sierra SLT buyer has an income of $118,000, and the average AT4 buyer earns $138,000. The average Denali buyer is at $153,000. With that in mind, it's no surprise that Aldred, again, GMC guy, sees possibility for even higher prices. He says, I do think there's further upside, and we'll have to see how the segment develops over the next couple years. I still think there's room at the upper end. Wow. And gasoline prices may be $3 by the middle of the season, summer season, that is. Some people in the automotive industry and gasoline industry think that's a possibility. Prices right now are on their way down, but we see them go up 20 cents, take a long time to come down 10 cents, then come up 20 cents, and take a long time to come down 10 cents. They love screwing with us. Yep. And it's amazing how prices can go up and down in the same day more than once when the same gas is in the ground. Frustrating. Hope you've enjoyed this episode of You Ought to Know. I'm Dave Serio. Here every single Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Want to say our condolences to the family of Kyle Dotson, a friend of mine, and a gentleman who's been at the car show at Krause Ford and would be there tomorrow. He's there, been there every year since 1978, and unfortunately passed away yesterday. So our condolences go out to the Dotson family, and of course, thanks, Kyle, for being a great guy. Have yourself a good day, folks. Thanks for listening.